It's good to be back again. Amen. If you have a Bible with you, open to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Pastor still have junk on the table there. Oh, boy. You know John Walling? John Walling gave us a pulpit. Big. I love it. And I have more room to put more notes so I could preach longer. Yeah, so my wife, you know my wife is deaf. And we've been married for 35 years. And 35 years ago, at our wedding, we're so busy. We're busy, busy, the wedding, taking pictures. I thought wedding is fun, but it's not. It made me nervous. It's scary. And the day I got married and taking a picture, and everybody go fellowship, eat, and I'm taking a picture, and finally I go in, food's gone. All I eat is cake. And so we went to a motel, not hotel, motel, the difference is money. We stay at motel, and I told my wife, I'm hungry. And I told her, you stay in your room, I go get pizza. And it was late, it was dark, it was late, and I was starving. And so I told my wife, stay in your room, I go get pizza. So I went to pizza, and I came back, I got a motel key, but no number. I don't know what number, it's dark. So I went to the office, it's locked. Office is locked. Now my wife is deaf. I'm in trouble. So the Lord spoke in my heart, get back in the car. So I went back in the car and blowing a horn. Beep, 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 beep. All lights on. Boop, 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 boop. Except one. That's my wife. That's why we're happy married. Well, I can tell you all kinds of stories. I'll tell you more tomorrow. So I come here to preach, but not joke, but some of the truth. But anyway, Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to preach about Jesus' parable. A parable, a story, and so it applies our life. I'm going to put the soil is the picture of a heart. Soil is the picture of the heart, and there's four different hearts. I hope you have a good heart, and there's four different hearts. Everybody's different. If you go in the world, you see different. A lot of people are lost. And some people are Christian. Some people are Christian or Baptist. They're all different hearts. And I hope Lake Thai have a good heart. What's the matter with you? Don't you learn sign language? Amen. Oh, I want to tell you something. Yeah. I'm going to teach you sign language. I want to teach you five signs every night. I want you to learn signs, okay? So I'm happy. Happy. Come on. Are you happy? Happy. You. Here. Okay? Happy. You can both have really happy. You. Here. Okay? And so, or you could say, happy, see, T, make your thumb, don't put thumb out. Hold your thumb. T, U. Happy, T, U. How come you're not dying? Don't you have hands? Happy. Happy. No, sad. Sad. Happy. No tooth. Sad. So sad, happy, you here. Or you sad, you sad. Yeah, so sad, you know, and make him realize, be happy. We're glad you were saved. Amen. Now, joy. That's J. J, joy. Joy. All right? So I'll teach you more tomorrow. All right. What's the sign language? I love you. There you go. I love you. Come on. There you go. He's happy. Not this way. That's Texas. Put the thumb out. Here we go. Okay. So, be good if you learn 5 sign languages every week. He knows sign. He can teach you. Before he preach, teach you sign 5 words every week. How many sign languages you learn a year? That's a lot. So you need to learn, because Debbie's here can communicate. They're happy you're here. All right? Okay. Now, if you see Debbie sad, you say, why are you sad? All right. Now, I want to tell you a parable. I want you to look. Hold on. We're going to open page 3 books. All right, Matthew chapter 13, and then we'll open to Mark chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8. I want you to look at Luke chapter 8 now. Luke chapter 8, let's all stand. Honor God's word. And I want to read verse 11. Chapter 8 and verse 11 of Luke, book of Luke. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Seed is the word of God. Now, you got to remember about the seed. The seed is the word of God. I want you to look back to 1 Peter chapter 1, and verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Yeah. I'll wait a little bit longer because we have deaf people here and take time to look. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It said, being born again. Now, how many of you are saved? How many of you are born again? Can I see your hand? Are you glad you're saved? Raise both hands. We're born again. We're saved. We have Jesus Christ in our heart. Now, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Am I saying right? Corruptible seed. But incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Talk about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the word. If you look in the Bible to John chapter 1, verse 1. By the time I finish preaching, you ruin your Bible. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, big capital W. And the Word, big capital W, was with God. And the Word, big capital W, was God. They talk about the Word is Jesus Christ. The seed, which is the Word of God, the seed is Jesus Christ. You understand? That way, before I started preaching. But let's pray. Father, we thank you. Help my mind clear, speak clear, so they can understand the Word of God. It's pretty typical to change three different books to understand. I just pray the Holy Spirit speak our heart tonight. Serve our heart. Which heart are we in? There's four different hearts. And Father, I ask you, speak our heart tonight. Serve our heart. We need revival. We need to get right with God. And Lord, we thank you. Like this man praying, we thank you for salvation. We thank for your love. We thank for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness. And bless this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So you may be seated. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew. Okay. Chapter 13. And make sure you have a paper put there, and paper in Mark, and paper in Luke. So I can preach longer tonight because no game tonight. Game is over. And I mean, it's a good game. It's a good game. I enjoy it. And it was a good game. All right. But we're on the winning side. Okay. Now, I want you to understand about the seed, which is the Word of God. I want you to understand the seed is Jesus Christ. Now, and it's important for us to share the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to give you four hearts. Number one heart, I want you to see in verse 4. In verse 4, chapter 13, verse 4. When he sowed, some seed fall by the wayside. And the birds came and delivered them up. Now, the Bible said that Jesus tell a parable, and the seed on the wayside was the farm. You walk. My wife had a big garden. She walked back and forth. The ground become hard because she's heavy. I'm worse. And the ground become hard. And they pull the seeds out all over, and the foul bird come and deliver that seed. Got that seed on the wayside. Now, what in the world it talk about? And so there's another verse I want to show you. I want you to look in verse chapter 13 and verse 19. Now, talk about apply our life. Apply our life. Okay? When anyone heard the word of the kingdom and understand it not. Why? Because the hard ground. It's not in the ground. It's outside of the ground. It's hard. The wayside is hard. And so, and then came to the wicked one. Wicked one. I want to underline wicked one. And cast away with the soul in his heart, he which received the seed by the wayside. Now, it is on the path, on the ground, sideways, and it's hard, and the bird, the liver, it takes the seed out of our heart. And remember the wicked one. Who is the wicked one? I want you looking in Mark. Look at Mark. Mark. Chapter 4. Mark. Chapter 4. And verse 4. And it came to pass, and he saw some fall by the wayside, and the fowl came, and the air came and devoured it up. Pick it up or eat it, whatever. Destroy the seed. Eating the seed or take the seed. Well, what about the wicked one? Who is he? Now I want you to look in verse 15. Mark chapter 4, verse 15. Am I going too fast? You doing okay? All right. Now, and those are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but then they have heard. Who's the wicked one? Satan. Satan came, and in the other word, what? Immediately, right away. Satan is, don't go, oh, well, it's okay, leave him alone. No. Devil will grab it. If the seed's in your heart, he grab it. He don't want you to know, he don't want you to understand of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Satan grabbed right away, immediately, and take away the word which is sown in the heart. Man, Satan busy. Many people want to get saved, but Satan keep taking away the word, the seed in the heart. Wow. Now, let's see what Luke said. Chapter 8, Luke, chapter 8. In verse 5, and sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed fall by the wayside, and was pulling down, walking on the ground, and the fowl came in the air and eat it or cook it. Now, let's look in verse 12. Verse 12. Chapter 8, verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then came what? The devil. Now, the wicked one, Satan, devil. Wicked, Satan, devil. Same time. The same person. Now, take away the word out of their heart that they should believe and be saved. Get that close. Many people I witnessed and I tell about Jesus Christ almost got saved because Satan grabbed it immediately, took away from their heart. Ooh. That's sad. Almost. Believe almost and to be saved. Have you ever met someone that way? It made me mad. Can you imagine? They're going to spend eternity in hell forever and forever. There is a place called heaven, our home forever and forever. Heaven is a happy place. You understand that? Happy place. Hell is not a happy place. Hell is suffer and pain and forever and forever. In heaven, happy place. We have all different kind of food. We can eat and enjoy. I'm a true Baptist. Amen? Yeah, so, are you a Baptist? Okay, I'm not going to argue with him. Anyway, yeah. So, and now, happy place. Eat and have a good time and fellowship. But hell, they eat worms. That's all they eat. Bible says worms die not. Sad. I'm glad I found Jesus. You know, when I sit there, heard the gospel at the Bill Rides Ranch, first time I heard the gospel, the devil fighting me. I can feel it. And me, I want to get saved. I want to get saved. And the devil said, no, sit down. No, no, no. I knew it. He speaks in my heart. I have trouble. So I may determine, I'm come forward and call his name, shall be saved. Now, devil, leave me alone. I got saved. But now, still, devil bothers me. He don't want me to serve the Lord. Thank God I'm deaf anyway. Amen. Now, right side is hard. Some of people have a hard heart. Don't want to listen. Don't want to understand of the gospel. Sometimes we begging people get saved, and they don't get saved. You get mad at that person. No, it's Satan. Not a person, it's Satan trying to take away the word. They don't want them to understand the gospel. That's why we're here, serve the Lord. Don't quit serving the Lord. Keep on preaching, keep on witnessing, tell about Jesus. Invite people to church. Encourage people coming to church. Witness to them about Jesus Christ. You got to understand, sometimes people refuse to get saved because, Satan got them. Wicked one. Satan. The devil. Got him. Now, let's go back to Matthew. Go back to Matthew. I want you to look in chapter 13 and verse 5 and 6. 5 and 6. Number, not a hard ground, but number 2, rocky ground. Verse 5, some fall upon the stony place when they have not much earth. That's Tennessee. Tennessee, full of rock. And many trees fall. When the wind blows, not hard, simple wind, trees fall. Why? Let's see. And they flame up because they have no deepest of earth. Then the sun was up and was driven hot, and become they had no root. They went away. Now, the story is the tree on the rock he placed, a rocky ground. Where's all the rock? I mean, little ground, not much, just a little ground. That's where they grow. That's where we have trees. And the root on the rock, When the wind blows, trees fall. That's why we have so many rocks in Tennessee. And so many trees fall, and people are happy they can use firewood. And but anyway, what to do with us? I want you to look in verse 20 and 21, chapter 13, 20, 21. He that received the seed unto stony place, and some that he that heard the word in Anna, A-N-O-N, that means fast, means excitement, emotional, it's fast, and with joy receive it. Yet have he not root himself, but during a while, as the tribulation, persecution rise, because the word by and by he is offended. Now, what are you talking about? And when you heard the word of God, and people were so excited, emotional, the joy, and he came forward, I want to get saved. Oh, I'm so excited, I'm so happy, I feel Jesus, I feel it. When the problem comes, persecution comes, he cook off. I have seen many people saved, never came back. Wow. Let's look in Mark. Verse 5 and 6. Some fall upon a stony ground, where you have not much earth. Immediately it sprung up, and because it had no deep of earth. When the sun was up, it was shrewd, and because they had no root, and they went away. Now, underline went away. All right? Now, let's look in verse 16, 17, chapter 4, 16, 17. They are they likewise with soul on the stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. Matthew said joyful, now gladness. And have no root of themselves, enjoy but for a time afterward, after trouble and persecution rise, and the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Now let's look in Luke. Luke chapter 8. And verse 6. Some fall upon the rock. Now, stone, now rock. As soon as it was burnt up and went away. because lack of motive. Not much land, lack of motive. Now, not much ground. Now, look in verse 13. They on the rock, with they with they were heard, receive the word with joy, and have no root, but for a while believe in a time of tribulation fall away. Now, we're not here to argue. We're not here to talk. I don't believe in lose salvation. The person that is fighting to receive the word of God, is fighting to receive Jesus Christ without understanding. What happened? Grow, wind blows, it went away. That person is not saved. They think they're saved, but they're not. They just come to church and go home and live like a world. Come to church and go live like a world. Emotional salvation. We should live by faith. Receive Jesus Christ by faith. Believe by faith. Not feeling, not emotional. That person come forward with the most of joy, glad, I got saved. But the problem come. Do Jesus have problem? Oh yeah, he was persistent. He have all kinds of problems. I'm glad he died on the cross for you and me. Are you happy you're saved? I want to let you know you will have problems. Who? Devil. Devil will bother you. You will have all kinds of problems. Be faithful. If you know you're saved, you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you have faith in God, we need to stand and fight. Fight against the devil. Fight against the devil. You know, Jesus, all power in heaven and earth. Devil have no power, more power. But God, or unlimited power. We can have victory through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ with strength in me. Don't depend on feeling. It depends on faith. Amen? People come, get saved, and depend on feeling. I thank God for Lake Thai Baptist Church. Stand on the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Need a high standard, have good music. Not rock and roll. Only, I have to admit, I think one of my favorite rock and music, one song, I admit, I do wrong. Oh, I love my rock and roll. Oh, I love my rock and roll. My name is on the roll. I love my rock and roll. That's all I think. But we should not copy the world. We should not depend on feeling. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen? If you depend on feeling, emotional, you better check on your salvation. It depends on faith, not emotional. Yes, I got saved. I remember I got saved. I cried. But you have to understand, I don't depend on emotion. I'm glad, yes, I'm saved. Are you glad you're saved? Yeah, but by faith, not emotional. Okay? All right, let's go back to Matthew. I'm doing okay? You got it? All right. Now I want to talk about third heart. Now, hard heart, rocking heart, stone heart. Now, number third, I want you to see chapter 13 and verse 7. Some fall among the thorns. Oh, I hate thorns. I live at the farm. We have a college campus, 101 acres of land, a college, Bible college. We have 101 acres. I'll explain you more this Saturday, right, or Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday school, right? Sunday school, I'll explain you more. I have 101 acres, and that grass, they have been cut for 4 years. 4 years. Born. Thorn. I have 72-inch riding motor. Yeah. That's all I have. I don't have a tractor. I have a church in Pennsylvania that give me a tractor. Praise God. They give me a tractor, but I haven't get it yet because I don't have a truck. And I'm thinking about renting a truck to go pick it up. But anyway, I cut with my riding motor. You imagine riding motor that high, you push it and thorn on me. Woo! Get infected on my leg, on my arm. I hate thorns. And my wife picked a blackberry. We got all blackberry. That's why we have thorns. I hate blackberry. But my wife loved blackberry. And I said, I'm going to cut. But I didn't kill them all. And so she has a chance to pick up a blackberry. And she can. Jelly jam. And she collected them. She made them. And so I look at it. Thorn. But it hurt. My wife hit pick. Ow, ow, ow. I said, good. Ow, ow, ow. And get all bleeding a little bit and get infection. Thorns are not fun. It's not fun. And then it said, thorn struck them. All right, I want you to look in verse 22. Matthew 13:22. He also that received the seed among the thorns. Is he that hear the word? Oh, he heard the word. What happened? The care of this world, the deeper of it, and choke the word, and he become unfruitful. Wow. Some people heard the word of God. Yeah, they heard. But they care for this world. They love the world. What happened? Choke them. Involved in sin and can't quit, can't give up. They love the world. I want you to look in Mark I see you change already. You ready? Verse 7. I'm in Luke. Mark chapter 4 and verse 7. And some fall among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked him, it, and there no fruit. Now, looking at verse 18, 19. Mark chapter 4, verse 18, 19. Those are they which that sow among thorns, which have heard the word, and care for this world, and deceitful of riches, and love of other things, enjoy in, and soak the word, and it become unfruitful. Look in Luke. Luke chapter 8. Verse 7. Some fall among thorns, and thorns burn up with it and soak it. Now, verse 14. That which fall among the thorns are they which they have heard, go forth, are soaked with care of wit and pleasure of this life, and bring no fruit to perfect. No fruit. Now, thorn. He heard the word, and the word soaked them. Are they saved? I'm not going to say nothing. Some people say yes, people get saved, enjoy the world, and still saved. Yeah. If they mean it, I call it backsliding. Many people today got saved, alive, and heard the word of God, and then fall in sin of the world. I have never forget when I got saved. I'm not interesting in the world. I'm interesting to serve God. When I got saved, when I got saved over 15 after Bill Rice Grant, my hair was long. I was a hippie. I was a gang fighter. My friend said, let's go to the Bill Rice Grant. I said, no, it's a Christian camp. My friend, he said, pretty go there. I said, okay, I'll go. So I went to the Bill Rice Grant. And I told my friend, you lie. You're ugly. For the first time I heard the gospel, I received the word. I received Jesus Christ, my personal Savior. And 12 hours later, I got a haircut. I was a girl, but now I'm a man. Now, what happened? Holy Spirit speak my heart. First time Holy Spirit talked to my heart. Not through my ears, I'm deaf, but he speaks to my heart. Many people out there are deaf heart, are not saved. That day I got saved, 15 years old. First time I ever preached. Old 17. I don't have time to play in the world. I enjoy serving God. I have fun serving God. I don't understand. People say, oh, Christ is boring. To me, world is boring. Every time I go in the world, I feel dirty. I feel shame. I can't stand it. I can't enjoy that. But I can enjoy serving God. But I don't understand. People who save, love the world, care for the world, and you're going to get stuck. Maybe on drugs, cocaine, woman, man, get stuck in the world. They're not happy. They're looking for happy, but they're not happy. They want more, more, more. Let me ask you a question. How many are saved? Again, can I see your hand? What more you want? What more you want? What more you want? All we need is Jesus. That's all we want is Jesus. Amen? Jesus. All I want is Jesus. That's good enough for me. Because my home in heaven, we got all we need, Jesus. So many people misunderstood. Want more, more, more. Trying to find happiness. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one. Satisfy our soul. Only Jesus. I talked to one deaf lady who was in Missouri. She's about 75 years old. And I was preaching. I said, only Jesus. And the lady is a Sunday school teacher. A deaf lady teach a deaf Sunday school class. She's 35 years old. For many years, her daughter is interpreting for her. She's at Sunday school. We had about 15 deaf there. I was preaching. And she sat there and she said, only Jesus. And I was preaching. I said, only Jesus. I was talking to her while I was preaching. People, hearing people don't know what I'm talking about. And they don't know sign language. Now you know some. Anyway. And so I said, only Jesus. I preached about Jesus. And she said, only Jesus. Oh, and I preached. And then we have an invitation. She came forward. And her daughter was so happy. She knew she's not saved. She's a Sunday school teacher. Don't make sense. She knew, but she's trying to tell her, but couldn't understand. But she came forward. And I said, why are you here? I want to receive only Jesus. Only Jesus. Oh, everybody was so glad. All the deaf and daughter was happy. Mom got saved. Only Jesus. She got saved Sunday morning. And pastor told me to tell her I need to get baptized that night. So I told the deaf lady, and you get baptized tonight. I'm still water. I'm afraid of water. And I explained about water baptism. And you understood, okay, you need to get baptized. I'll help. I'll go in the baptism with the pastor, make sure you don't drown. He said, okay. That night at 6 o'clock, she went and get baptized. I was in the water, pastor in the water, I was in the water. Make sure that you don't ground. The pastor, that's short. And I'm big. I'm more like a bodyguard. And so, I wait. Baptized. Got out of the water. You know what she do? She told everybody in sign language, only Jesus. Only Jesus. What more you want? I already have enough is Jesus. Nothing more. Not why I want to serve him. Not care of this world. Love this world. Wicked out there. Yeah, we're in the world, but not of the world. You're in the world, you have opportunity to witness and tell people about Jesus. You go to work. I led many people to the Lord at work because I'm always happy I'm at work. Well, Monday, oh, boring day, Monday, sad day, all bunch of baloney. We have to go to work, make a living. I go to work, I enjoy coming to work, I work hard. I work 2-3-man job. Not lazy, I work. If I'm done, I'm doing something else. Somebody else's job. I help somebody else's job. I do the welding. I do different company. I work while I was young. I work hard. When I have lunch break, lunch time, and if a man sit by me, I have a Bible. I read my Bible. I have opportunity to witness. I have one man say, you can't do that. Not at work. I said, bunch of baloney. They can't fire me. They love me because I take 2-3-man job. Not one time the ball comes to me, you can't share the word of God. Not one time. I've been working a long time. Good testimony. Joy, happy. I'm saved. To serve the Lord. Let the people see. If you complain. People say, who are you? I'm a Christian. Christian? What kind of church? A lake fire. I'm not going to that church. I'm serious. It makes sense. Only way the church grows. We all need to be positive. Joy in serving God. You at work, be happy. Work hard. Because we're Christian. Go home. Join other church so other people can join here. Two. I don't like people cranking, complaining, upset. We ought to be a soldier for Christ, Christian soldier. Be like a soldier, not whip. Be a soldier for Jesus. Stand up what we believe. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. Woo! I'm excited. You know, I've been preaching 38 years. 38 years of preaching the gospel. How many years have been preaching? About 40. He's older than me, thank God. I'm following him. 40 years. 38 years. Some of you are still serving the Lord for many years. Keep our eyes on Jesus. We're on the victory side. Don't join the world. We're in the world. Share the gospel. But don't of the world. Don't get involved. Amen? All right, let's go forth heart. Let's go back to Matthew. the fourth heart, and then I'm closed. I like the fourth heart. I want you to be careful, the fourth heart, to understand. Very interesting, the fourth heart is a good ground, a good heart, a good ground. But every verse is different. You be shocked. All right, let's look in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 8. Other fall a good ground, brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Now, I want you to get understand. Some 100, 60, and 30. Remember that, okay? And let's go look in another verse, chapter 13, verse 23. But he that received the seed on a good ground is he that heard the word, understand it, woo, which also bear fruit, bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Remember that. 100, 60, and 30. Now, let's look in Mark, chapter 4. In verse 8, 9. Other fall a good ground, and did bring fruit that burn up, increase. You see that? It's the increase. Bring forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Increase. All right? I want you to see verse 20. So they which are sown a good ground, then they heard the word and receive it and bring forth fruit 34, 60, and some 100. Now increase 30, 60, and 100. In Matthew, 100, 60, 30. Mark, 30, 60, and 100. That's interesting. Huh? It's interesting. Talk about a good ground. Hey, what's the Luke say? I want you to look in Luke. Chapter 8. Let's look in verse 8. Other fall a good ground and burn up and bear fruit. 100-fold. Not 30, 50. He said 100-fold. Wow. And when he had said those things, he cried, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. Woo! I like that. Well, let's look in verse 15. 15. That on the good ground are they within on it, a good heart, have heard the word and what? Keep it. Oh, keep it, the word of God. Keep it. Stay on the word of God. And then word said, and bring forth with what? Patience. Do you have patience? Now, a good ground, fourth heart. But there's three good hearts. Three. Some people get saved, get on fire for God. 100-fold. Get on fire for God. And comfort zone. Satisfy. I do all my work. And 64. Too busy, good thing. And 30. Book of Mark. It's the increase. Some people come, get saved, and learning how to win souls and trying to get bet you could, 30. I'll get excited and you want to learn more and more about the Word of God. You're 30 and then 60, and you've been faithful, church, soul winning, and get involved in helping team, whatever. Get involved in church and 100-fold increase serving God is better than 150 and 30. In the book of Luke, the person get saved, for they're on fire, 100-fold, and they stay with it, and they keep the Word of God, and preach the gospel, and tell about Jesus Christ, and stay unfaithful, and faithful until he died, 100-fold. Why? Because you have patience with people. People. I want to tell you something. People are crazy. You know Tim back there? Tim, crazy. He picked me all night. People are crazy. I'm telling you, today, people are crazy. We need to be patient. You remember the day you're not saved? We're like them. Right? Before we're not saved, we're like them. Thank God we're saved. Thank God we have Jesus Christ. Open your eyes and knees out there. Our job is to share the gospel. We've got to be patient so we can get 100-fold. Don't quit. Don't give up. Be patient. Don't quit. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Maybe some of you here are good ground. Some of you 100-fold, 50, maybe 30. What happened? You stopped serving God. You used to be on fire. Now you take your time. You need to change. You need to repent. You need to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to get back to 100, what I used to be. Some of you 30. Good. Don't give up. Let's make a goal for 60. Come and pray and beg God, help me get 50. When you get 50 and begging God, get 100. Increase. A blessing of God. Some of you get 100. If you get 100, you better keep on fire. You better keep on Jesus, on your eye on Jesus. Be a good soul winner. Be a good testimony. Stay with it. Continue. Don't quit. Don't give up. Be faithful. Be patient. You get 100-fold. Good ground, but the three good ground. But which are you? Maybe you're 100-fold. That's good. You need to come and beg God, help me be patient. I'm just about worn out. Beg God, give you strength. Some of you 30, you need to come to the Lord. Help me get 50. Help me be a better witness, better testimony. It's not easy. It's not easy. The devil wants to stop you serving the Lord. The devil wants you 100-fold, go 50. Devil wants you to go farther, go 30. Devil happy. No, no. We're in God's business. We better go back up where you ought to be. Amen? Maybe some of you are number one hard ground. Coming to it. Come on, preacher. Hard heart. The devil kick away the word of God. Some of you are stoning play. Joy. Ah, oh, man, I'm emotional. Oh, yeah, I got saved. Oh, go home. Never change. It don't make sense. When you get saved, you should change. Be different. I remember before I was saved, I used bad language, terrible language, insane language, terrible. But I got saved, no more. Finish. No more dirty sign language. I use praise sign language. Clean. I used to be a dirty joke. No more. I have clean joke. There's nothing wrong with having joke as long as clean. Serve the Lord. And we have third heart, a thorn. That hurt. Maybe you need to come and get rid of all your thorns of the world. You need to stop. If you know you're saved, fine. Get rid of your thorn. If you're not sure, to make sure. I don't believe lose salvation, but I believe it could be. Salvation to make sure. If you're not sure, why don't you come make sure to know 100% for sure you're saved. Boy, I'm glad I'm a good ground. I bet you're glad you're a good ground. But with ground, good ground. But all three are good ground. Some going down, and some going up, and some stay up. With. Why don't we all come and give God the praise? We have a good ground. Amen? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight.